go first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Appreciate the second hearing on this very important memorial. I apologize that nobody here apparently was from the education community was here yesterday. And for myself, I can say I apologize because I was yesterday in transit back from Washington, D.C., where on Tuesday I had 12 school board members from around the country meeting with staff from all five of our congressional delegation as well as in person both of our senators, urging them, among other things, to take swift action to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools in any way, shape, or form. It bears reminding that while we want to be good partners with our brethren in county government, because this is so vital to the survival of many counties in the state, the real prospect of bankruptcy among an entity of government is really something that's frightening to all of us. But it also is real money for K-12 education in the state. This is $30 million a year that is redistributed statewide to every school district in the state. So this isn't for education. This is not isolated to our rural or forest counties. This is a real cut to every district in the state should this, these dollars not come through. And in speaking with our delegation, I know that they are anxious to take swift action and looking for every possible vehicle from the stimulus package to budget supplement down the road. And I think any little push and help we can give them along the way, I think will go a long way. And HJM 100 is a great opportunity for you all to urge our delegation onward and forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair Roblin. Committee, thank you for allowing me to speak the second time. First, I want to thank this committee for their work and their dedication for a project that is, we've been working on this for many years. And hopefully this is the one that does the trick. I just want to make one little comment for the record. Bill Clinton, Carpenters Industrial Council. I just wish that some of the environmental folks that have put us in this position at least come in and testify on behalf of these memorials to help out the people that they really have disrupted their lives. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you both. Is there anyone else here who didn't sign up who would like to speak to our House Joint Memorial 100?
We have a county commissioner from far eastern Oregon that I think we should give a chance to.
I would love to have him speak, so.
Mr. Chair, this is my good friend, Commissioner Ben Boswell from Wallowa County.
Thank you, Chair Oakland, members of the committee. I hadn't intended to testify. I'm in town for meetings tomorrow, and I came early today because I didn't know how long it would take me to get here. It took me 8 hours to get home last time. So, but I'm given the opportunity, some late-breaking developments with respect to this issue. Wallowa County is not one of the ONC counties that's impacted in our general fund. It only impacts our road department about 60% loss of revenue. My simple solution to that is that if we can't maintain the county roads that lead to the forest, then those are the roads that get closed. And that, if there's nothing coming out, how can we invest our resources in those roads? Wallowa County has been very proactive in terms of rebounding from this crisis that occurred when our timber industry went south on us. We're trying to maintain some level of capacity so that it can come back and do the necessary processing of the material that needs to be removed from the national forests. But one of the efforts has been that community groups have started a sled dog race in Northeast Oregon. Runs from Joseph around to halfway and back. 200-mile dog race that is now one of the qualifiers for the Iditarod. One of the problems is plowing the road, the snow off of the road to one of the checkpoints has already put the snow park budget over the edge, and the county's budget is, well, we're absorbing our contingency by the hour, trying to keep the roads open for necessary local services, school buses, and emergency routes. we can't afford to spend money on Forest Service roads as well. So the federal forest or the federal government needs to step up and keep the commitment that they made until we can complete the transition away from dependency on those large timber receipts, but maintain the need to manage those national forests so that we can enjoy them with the recreational benefits.
Yep.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Is there any questions? I think it's important that our other resolution that we have before you is for the state to look at itself with respect to the distribution of the road money that we get from the gas tax and any of those others, because right now it's a 60-40 match and you get it 24%. And our goal is to at least consider, if we don't have these other things, all of these counties really get hit by roads. And if we can redistribute some of that money so counties get a little bit more there, we might be able to help extend that a little bit, at least for the roads that we want to use. So we'll talk to you a little bit about that one when we get to the next resolution as well. Because that was the thing when we went out on our tour to those counties that we became very evident to us. Without the O&C lands, you are still getting a substantial amount of money for roads, and it is in some cases more than the 60% of the road, as high as 70% for some of those counties, comes from that source, and they don't know what they're going to do if they don't have it.
Well, then we don't want a handout.
That's right. I agree. It would be much better if we were harvesting and had people working.
Thank you.
So thank you.
We made it out to Union County, but I couldn't talk them into a side trip to Wallowa.
Well, that's the best part for last.
No man. Kidding.
I tried, didn't I?
Yes, absolutely. You did.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who would care to speak to HJM 100? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. We'll open a work session on HJM 100. I'd entertain a motion from whoever. We have a script. No,
well, I can.
100.
Yeah.
Do
you
think we can try it?
To be sure, a dash one
amendment. No, these don't amend it. These are just the HJM 100.
HJM 100.
Oh,
it's just that one.
Okay.
So you move HJM 100 to be adopted.
I move. Yeah. Move it to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Do adopt.
Do adopt.
Okay.
We got the script. Yeah.
Representative. We got it. Representative Gelman has moved HJM 100 to the floor with a do adopt recommendation. Okay. Any discussion? Yes. Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Given my long service on this committee, it would be inappropriate for me to speak very long. I just want to say that I am glad to be here, and I'm glad that my first vote in this committee is on this measure. In many ways, it's not at the top of the chain of effective legislation. I have utilized memorials and resolutions, and I think it can be the beginning. So I think it's important. I support it. I can't think of anything else when you look at the relationship of all these funds and the federal government with our counties. I can't think of anything more important or that could be deemed more of an emergency than this. So I'm very pleased to be on the bandwagon to at least start the ball rolling.
Okay. Anyone else? Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Barnhart.
Excuse.
Vice Chair Callen.
Aye.
Representative Gillian.
Aye.
Vice Chair Gilman.
Aye.
Chair Roblin.
Aye. Motion passes. We need to assign some carriers, a carrier. Do people want to co-carry? Would you like to carry anyone?
I would be happy to carry.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on to
101.
HJR, right? We're going to open a public hearing on HJR 101. I don't know if we have anybody that wants to testify to HJR 101.
Not the last one.
Left
and you do have the -1 amendment.
And we do have some -1 amendments. Okay, so there's no one, so we're going to close that public hearing, and we're going to open a work session on HJR 101. We do have an amendment. If you look at it, it basically deletes the state, county, and city level, so that basically what it's saying is that we want them to look at transportation in general and its funding, and in all aspects when we go to this next thing. I think that from my perspective, what we're trying to do here is send a message to the state that, you know, if there is no more revenue, we need to look at the distribution of that revenue, and we need to start looking at all those avenues. And I think our committee is going to continue to work in the interim. I'm asking that the Senate actually think about having a joint committee with us to do that kind of thing, if they can. I don't know if we'll go there. But if not, we're going to continue to work with the governor's task force and come up with recommendations, if not before 09, because things might happen, at least for the 09, so we're ready to go right off the bat and do some things. So if the federal government does not live up to their obligation, which is either to open up those forests so that we can get people back to work, or give us this short term, we hope, while they're working on that, money to keep us going. So that's kind of the feeling there.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, I appreciate that change. I think that the representatives from the cities were eloquent yesterday also, and I had been thinking how focused this was on counties, and we really do have shared roads out here that our constituents don't care who's responsible, they just want them fixed.
And I believe that currently the distribution formula has 60% for the state, 24% for the county, and 16% for the cities. And, you know, all of those, if you go to a 50-50, everybody would be, I would expect, getting a part of that extra 10%, including the city. So I think that's an appropriate discussion, too. So I would entertain a motion on the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I'm ready to move the dash one amendments to 101.
Representative Gilman moves the dash one amendments to HJR 101. Any discussion? Is there any disagreement with said action? Seeing none, we move the amendments.
He's got a big hammer.
I do. It's kind of fun. So we are now at that point where I would accept a motion of the amended bill. Either way. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Joint Resolution 101 be sent to the floor with a do adopt.
Okay.
As amended with a do adopt recommendation.
Representative Cowan moves
that
HJR 101 be moved to the floor with a do adopt as amended recommendation. Any further discussion? Seeing none, let's have a roll call vote.
Representative Barnhart?
Excuse?
Vice Chair Cowan?
Aye.
Representative Gilliam?
Aye.
Vice Chair Gilman?
All
the
advice.
Aye.
Share the wealth.
Chair Roland?
Aye. Motion passes. Carrier. I will carry that one.
Okay.
Unless there's a... Okay. I talked to George earlier. And yeah. Okay. We'll close the work session on HR 101. And any other things that would like to come? We have... we're talking to some people. One of the issues that I thought would be good to hear from here in this rural committee was maybe to have some BLM people, if they're willing to come in and talk about their new plan. I know that it's causing some disagreements with other people, but for some of us, we think that the idea of harvesting more is appropriate. And I think hearing an explanation of how much timber used to be harvested in those places, all those different issues, would be a good thing for this rural committee, because I think it impacts exactly the things we've been talking about here. Along with our state forestry department and their issues that they're doing with too. And if you have other ideas about that, I have also talked to, we're trying to get a hold of Tim Nesbitt in the governor's office, who is heading up the workforce, the work group. And if there are group agencies that we think would be good to come and start giving us information that they've learned, so it could be from transportation about this issue, it could be from people about the A&T budget and how that money comes and goes from revenue, start getting a better handle on all those different things. We could have state police come and talk about the deal that I mentioned earlier. You know, that we have many of our counties have the services of the medical examiner provided by the state police. There are about five counties that don't. They end up being in some of these O&C counties, so those kinds of discussions and other things. So if you have other ideas to keep getting us more up to speed, let me know.
Mr. Chair, I think that would be helpful, and maybe sort of in conjunction with a discussion about the assessment and taxation challenges. I mean, we need some assessors in here who can actually explain it. I get lost after about three words into that whole conversation. But I just sort of reiterate the revenue challenges to local governments as a result of past initiatives. I think it's good for us to all kind of refresh our memories about how the revenue flows to our various levels of government and what the challenges are in increasing that for some.
Right. And what it will do to the others. Right.
And then that leads nicely into some discussions of how maybe we could have a better partnership in worlds like assessment and taxation.
The other one is, you know, their little chart that shows the shared services and whatever. Do we want to go through that one more time?
Well, they're always willing to help us with their chart. I'm very proud of that chart. I helped build it.
I agree. I think it's a good thing to remind ourselves that we do have some shared responsibilities with those counties. And if they can't do that because they don't have any money, it becomes our responsibility. So we better get ready for those things.
Those kinds of things are important to get on the record so that we understand that relationship. And this is probably an appropriate committee to make sure that we all do understand that that connectivity. But I think we certainly can go further into the challenge of assessment and taxation. That is a very complicated picture in the way it works.
And the counties believe, and everything I've seen would indicate that they're correct in that assumption, that they have very little flexibility in how they go about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that
good thing I was taking a drink right.
Possibly, yeah. Possibly just some flexibility with respect to how many people they have to hire, all those kind of things would be helpful.
It's a very interesting process, the way it all comes together, and then the Department of Revenue explains what you're going to do, whether you want to or not.
Right. So, Representative Gilliam,
I was just going to say that is a much more important idea than the one I was just ruminating about, because this one is about the future and what are we going to do.
I can't wait to hear your.
But this one, you know, I was sitting here last night with the testimony, Bill's testimony, Mary's spirited testimony, and then the individual who sort of corrected the record on the history.
Right.
I can't think of who that was.
That was
attorney meeting
from McCormick, and he represented.
Ralph Selfish.
Oh, yes.
And I was really reaching back to many, many generations ago when I worked as a Hill staffer for Senator Hatfield, and these issues came up. And of course, then we fixed them much easier than we do now.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that history and that relationship, those two acts, 18, whatever it was.
Right.
And then the O&C Act. All of that in context, I think, is important for people to hear, to the extent that this is a kind of platform for that. So maybe a presentation on that. Listen, this is not, this is apples and oranges. This is not Midwest farmer issues. This is timber, and you need to understand the relationship and the responsibility that the federal government had, because people have forgotten that. I'm sure people in this building, including me, have forgotten the details. Mm-hmm. That might be a good presentation.
That's true.
Again, put this into context. We're not whining out here about something. This is real, and there's a reason for it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that one, too. I mean, I think we do have to continue to let people understand the context of what our federal government interaction with us as a state, and, you know, our founding and all those things, and the fact that they retained so much for us, which they had not done in any other state. And that the understanding was going to continue to be an economic engine for these areas.
Exactly. And we've got some great resources and historians in this building that could testify to that, or we could build a presentation. I just think it'd be appropriate as we move forward with solutions.
Okay. I think that's a good idea, too. So if we gave you a lot of ideas.
Absolutely.
She has nothing else to do than track all these people down. And
okay. Any other comments or thoughts? I want to thank you all for doing this as quickly. I don't know what we're going to get from the Senate, so I assume we will have some time to have these hearings and maybe ask those questions of a whole lot of different people. And in answer to Bill's testimony today, I may talk to some of those groups and have them come in and explain where they are feeling about some of that kind of stuff, because I think they... thank you with that. With that, we will end our meeting of the Rural Policy Committee. And